Lesson 8, Levels of Leadership. This lesson is not about levels of official position. It is about levels of influence. The limited leader. Some leaders have limits on their development. These limits may keep a leader from being promoted to higher positions or may keep him from doing well in his current position. Carl has personal problems, like finances or family relationships, that he cannot resolve. He cannot focus on the organization because of these problems. His work is often interrupted by a crisis at home. Instead of leading, William blames others for failures in his organization, waits for others to make decisions he should make, and thinks he is not responsible to make the organization succeed. He explains that the failure of his organization is from factors he does not control. Sally is unwilling to develop herself, denies her faults, and is angry at any questions of her competence. Martin is satisfied with his organization, does not see need for improvement, and will not consider any changes. His organization will become ineffective as the world changes. Ronald thinks he is the only leader the organization needs. He expects everyone else to simply follow his directions. He does not want a team. He only wants helpers. He does not understand why people do not help him more. Elvis started the organization as a way to benefit himself and show his personal greatness. He does not plan for the company to be great without him. Paul has weak character. When he is under stress, he makes promises he cannot keep, spends money that was committed to someone else, misses appointments, and lies. His team is sometimes embarrassed by his reputation. These leaders soon reach the limits of their potential. They cannot lead better until they confront and remove their personal limitations. If they are unwilling to change, their organizations cannot improve until these leaders are removed. Saul, a limited leader. Saul started out well as king of Israel. He was humble and considered himself inadequate for the position. Some people even refused to recognize him as king. After Saul's first military victory, some people wanted to kill the people who had rejected Saul at first. Saul said that God had given a victory and it was not a time for vengeance. It is sad that he did not keep this attitude for long. Paul soon disobeyed God. When the prophet confronted him, Saul blamed the people rather than taking responsibility as a leader. 1 Samuel 15:21. The prophet told Saul that God would give the kingdom to someone who would obey. Throughout Saul's reign, he was desperate to hold on to power. He never repented and tried to regain God's favor. He never accepted the fact that God was going to replace him. If he had repented, his soul would have been saved. He could have served as king until God brought the replacement, and he would have finished with honor. Some old, long-term leaders finish without honor because of the attitude that they have in their last years, fighting for their position when they are no longer able to lead well. In one day of battle, Saul said, "Nobody is allowed to eat until the battle is over, so I can have revenge on my enemies." 1 Samuel 14:24. The command was unwise because after hours of fighting, everyone was exhausted. The command also shows his focus on self. In his mind, the battle was for him personally. Saul was so insecure that he could not admit a mistake. He almost executed Jonathan because he unknowingly disobeyed a command, even though Jonathan's actions brought a great victory. In another war, Saul was waiting for Samuel to come and offer a public sacrifice and pray for God's help. Days passed, and many of Saul's men were leaving because of fear. Saul decided to do the sacrifice himself, though only a priest was authorized by God. During the ceremony, Samuel arrived. He rebuked Saul, but Saul urged him to finish the ceremony so that the people would not know anything was wrong. 1 Samuel 15:30. Saul was more concerned about the opinion of the crowd than the approval of God. Saul was jealous of the success of others, especially of David. He spent much of his time and resources hunting David, even though David did him no harm. He was suspicious and complained about the disloyalty of his people. Because of his suspicion, he believed lies about other people, 1 Samuel 24:9. He listened to the wrong advisors. He complained that everyone was against him and that nobody provided him the information he needed, 1 Samuel 22:8. Jonathan, Saul's son, was very different from his father. He realized that David would become the next king and accepted that fact. Saul could not understand why Jonathan did not hate David. Jonathan and David were strong friends. Jonathan had faith in God that gave him confidence to accomplish great victories even after Saul had lost his faith. Sadly, Jonathan was killed in battle because of his father's mistakes. Saul was at war all of his life. Whenever he saw a man who looked strong, he forced him to join his army, 1 Samuel 14:52. This meant that he was constantly imposing his will on everyone without concern about their needs. He never thought that he had enough help. This meant that people always avoided Saul. We see a great contrast between Saul and David. David attracted heroes, but people avoided Saul. David's men had such love for him that some risked their lives to bring him water from a place that he loved. Saul often complained that his people were not loyal enough, but he distrusted David, one who was absolutely loyal. John Maxwell's description of leadership levels. John Maxwell described levels of leadership influence. These levels do not refer to levels of position. A person in any position might be at any of these levels of influence. An exceptionally good leader will rise through these levels over time, even if he stays in the same position. 1. Positional leadership. A person's leadership may begin with a position. Many people in positions assume they don't need to do anything further to become leaders. They do not realize they need to earn the confidence of their people. Leaders in defined positions tend to depend on authority to get cooperation. They may depend on incentives like payment and punishments rather than persuading people to share their goals. This style of leadership is common, but rarely achieves the best possible results. A leader in a new position should show that he understands the history and culture of the organization. He should not propose ideas and change things without showing that he appreciates what has been done before. He should show that he shares the values of the organization. The leader should make sure people have what they need to do well in their positions. He should do more than they expect him to do for the responsibilities of his position. He should make some changes that most of his people recognize as good. 2. Permission leadership. This level refers to permission because the people now want to follow the leader. The leader reached this level by developing relationships with his people. He showed personal interest in their lives instead of just the job. He protects them from mistreatment by the organization. He finds ways to help them succeed personally. 3. Production leadership. When the leader is at the third level, people follow not just because of relationship, but because of good results. The leader's actions are helping them achieve goals, so people cooperate because they like what happens through him. Because of the leader, the organization is succeeding and people are succeeding personally. At this level, the leader is communicating the goals, setting a course, and maintaining accountability for his own actions and the actions of his people. 4. People development. The fourth level is people development, where some of the people are becoming leaders with a personal connection to the leader. They believe in the results he gets. They have a personal relationship with him. and they are experiencing personal fulfillment. At this level, the leader should be investing in the top 20% of his effective people. He should be building a group of people who help him lead. 5. Personhood. The fifth level Maxwell calls personhood because the leader has become a known figure that people follow because of who he is. He is known to be a leader by reputation, and people follow him even before they have a personal connection with him. A leader will not be on the same level with all of his people. For example, some of his people may follow simply because he's in a position of authority, positional leadership, while others cooperate because they see that his leadership gets good results, production leadership. A leader should evaluate his own level and realize what he needs to do to go to the next level. He should not be satisfied to stay at the level where he first experienced success. For example, some leaders are satisfied to stay at the second level where they are liked by the people they lead. A leader should always aim for a higher level of leadership. Leaving. Sometimes a developing leader moves from one organization to another. Even a mature leader who has served in a place for a long time may move. How can a leader know when it is right to leave? Sometimes a ministry leader knows that God is calling him to another place of ministry. God is able to reveal his will clearly. A person should not rely only on an inner feeling. There should be confirmations of God's direction. Usually, if God is directing a change, he will make special changes in the circumstances or provide in a way that confirms his direction. There are also other things to consider when deciding whether or not to leave. Don't leave because you are unwilling to submit to authority. Don't go to a new position because the pay is more. Don't go to an organization that will require you to compromise your beliefs or ethics. Don't violate family priorities for the sake of a promotion opportunity. Provide a good church and school environment for your family, if at all possible. The move should be good for your family. A new position should have expanded potential for leadership development. The new position should match your abilities and potential niche. Try to keep a good relationship with the people you are leaving. Even if you think they have done wrong to you, don't make harsh statements to them. As time passes, they may remember your qualities and forget your faults. You will probably have contact with them again, and they may be able to help you in the future. Don't make enemies. A bad example. Demas traveled in ministry with the Apostle Paul. He was part of a missionary team that carried the gospel into strange new places, seeing miracles and thousands of conversions. New churches were begun, forming a network in every large city. Sadly, Demas did not realize the wonderful opportunity he had. Paul said, "Demas has left me because he loves this present world." 2 Timothy 4:10. Jim Collins' description of leadership levels. We looked at Jim Collins' description of the levels of leadership in the lesson on servanthood, lesson 5. In that lesson, we studied the special characteristic of the level 5 leader. In this lesson, we will look at the differences between the levels. Here is Collins' description of the 5 levels of leadership. The wording has been revised and explanation has been added. 1. A highly capable individual. This person produces well because of talent, knowledge, skills, and good work habits. This person may not be in a leadership position, but he has influence because his work is good. 2. A contributing team member. This person helps a group accomplish its goals and works well with the group. He may not be the leader of the group, but he influences it by his participation. 3. A competent manager. This person organizes people and resources to accomplish the goals. He did not set the goals, but accepts the goals that were set by a leader. He administrates the resources that are available and works in his organization. 4. An effective leader. The leader helps the people of the organization develop and share a vision. He helps them set goals. He motivates them to commit and put energy into achieving a clear vision. He does not simply manage what is there. He takes responsibility for the success of the organization by recruiting help, finding resources, and revising the purpose. 5. A Level 5 Executive. This person has the characteristics of the Level 4 leader, but also has one more very important characteristic. Because of his dedication to the organization, he has personal humility and determination. He builds the institution to have long-term greatness. David, a leader who exceeded the limits. David excelled in many roles. He was a shepherd, songwriter, singer, harp player, worship leader, prophet, fighter, general, and king. David was the youngest in a large family. It is rare for the youngest son to become a great leader. His family did not expect leadership from him, but God chose him. David's first work was as shepherd. This did not seem like an important job, but it prepared him for more important things. His sense of responsibility was so great that he did not run from danger. He depended on God for the power to fulfill his responsibilities and killed a lion and bear with God's help. Like every potential leader, David was being trained before he knew that he was experiencing training. His victories developed him into a person with confidence in God. He became a leader who would not let fear stop him from doing his job. Imagine how David's life would have been different if he had been less serious about protecting the sheep. He would have run when the lion or bear came. Later, when he heard Goliath's challenge, he would have had no idea of how to face the giant. God sent Samuel to anoint David. The anointing meant that God had selected him and that God would give special help for him to fulfill the calling. When David's father was surprised that Samuel had not chosen one of the older brothers, Samuel said, "Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart." 1 Samuel 16:7. Many times, God has surprised people with the person he selected for leadership. The great challenges that came to David in his early life were opportunities. However, only a person with David's attitude would have recognized the opportunities. Thousands of men heard Goliath's challenge, but only David saw it as an opportunity. He was motivated by the offer of reward, but even more, he fought for the glory of God. He said, "How can it be that this Philistine is defying the army of the living God?" Leadership is influence. On the day David killed Goliath, he was the real leader of the army because the army moved after his victory. His victory made them believe that they could have victory. David became a soldier for Saul. He behaved wisely and his influence increased. 1 Samuel 18:14. Even though Saul was a failing leader who treated David unjustly, David was loyal. This was a period that further developed David's character. Often, a potential leader with strong abilities is treated badly by a failing older leader. The young leader is tempted to be impatient and try to take respect away from the older leader. When Saul tried to kill David, David hid in the mountains. Many men came to join him because conditions were so bad under Saul, 1 Samuel 22:2. Though Saul considered them outlaws, they did not become robbers. They continued to fight the enemies of Israel, even though Saul considered them enemies and spent much time hunting them. David helped to protect farmers and ranchers from robbers, 1 Samuel 25:14 through 16. At one time, he sent men to ask for food from a ranch they had protected. Naboth, the owner, was disrespectful, said they were servants who had left their masters and gave them nothing. David was angry and took men to kill Naboth. On his way there, he met Abigail, Naboth's wife, who came to make peace. She reminded him that until this time he had never done violence for himself. She said, "Someday you will be king. Don't do something that will ruin your reputation as a just man." 1 Samuel 25, 30-31. David listened to her advice. David had already been anointed to be king, yet for a long time it seemed that it would not happen. He was tempted to try to take power by force, but instead he waited and trusted God. Because of his humility and trusting God, David became a great leader. This concludes Lesson 8, Levels of Leadership.